Tix, thanks very much for joining us here this afternoon. First of all, before we look ahead to the weekend's game coming up, the big European Rugby Championship Cup match against Leinster, let's reflect on your time so far with Quinns. You've enjoyed yourself?
I'm enjoying myself, but still trying to catch up on most of the stuff. I've been enjoying myself so far, but it's not completely what I wanted yet, because basically haven't been playing to my standards from where I left and how they picked me up from here.
You say you haven't been playing to your standards. Room for improvement then?
Yeah, there's lots of room of improvement there, like, which I'm happy about, that there's room of improvement, because to be honest, I haven't played to my standards, yeah, because of injuries and
You've made, I think, 7 appearances, I think, so far this season, and you've scored a try as well.
Yeah.
So, but as you say, admittedly, yes, there is still room for improvement. But overall, standard-wise, as you say, could be better. Yes. But you have slotted in, okay?
Yeah, I've slotted in well. Just need to learn the Quinns style and adapt to Quinns style and play to their standards here.
Do you think when you came over to England, it would be an easy place to settle in?
I knew it was going to be tough, because my head was focusing on the weather as well, because I come from a warm country and coming into here. That was something that was playing up in my head, because playing in the wet and cold, it's not my type, but I try my best to adapt to it, because if you want to play footy, you have to adapt to any weather, any kind of weather.
It must help coming into a club like this, full of fellow internationals, obviously England internationals in particular, in the shape of Chris Robshaw, Mike Brown as well, Joe Marler.
Yeah, to me it's so helpful that I come to this club, first of all, because they speak English here, because I could have gone to France or Japan, but I chose England because of the language. As for my family as well, I was thinking about them, so it'll be easier in case the kids get sick. It's easier to communicate with doctors, as what I've heard from French people, like Fijians that play in France. It's hard taking kids to anywhere because of the language wise. So I'm grateful to be here.
That's very interesting. Very interesting point there. So let's just quickly look back to last week's game against Bath. It was always going to be a very, very difficult place to go to, wasn't it? And in the end, unfortunately, penalties cost the side dear, didn't they, really?
Yeah, when we first went down to Bath, I don't know the history about Bath and Harlequins, and I didn't know it was tough playing down there. But in the weekend, I kind of witnessed it, that the forwards was dominating everything, I kind of think, they're probably better side than us on that day. It was hard for backline playing off struggling forward, so yeah, whenever you get a ball in your hand, you have to appreciate it, and rather than kicking it away or giving it away, so yeah, it is hard going to play down there.
But that was the Premiership. This weekend we've got a mouth-watering prospect, Harlequins in the European Rugby Champions Cup against Leinster. Now, Quinns have started off well, played 2 games in Europe, won both of them. Leinster come into this game with the same record as well, so it's going to be a real tough battle, isn't it?
Yeah, it is going to be tough. I've seen how Leinster play. It's quite similar to how Bath plays, so for us, it was good. We got a hiring last week from Bath, and like, we can only get better by looking forward to Leinster and fix up our wrongs that we did in the weekend, and try maintain our unbeaten in the European Cup.
It'll help playing at home in front of what looks like going to be a sellout crowd as well.
It's always good to play in your home crowd, because you got the advantage of the crowds there, and you know your grounds, you know where the wind is coming from, and you know where to stand, and you know where you're positioning yourself. So it's always helpful when you're there, and you know your families are watching right beside you on the stands and all, and people that know you cheer you up. So it gives you extra energy to fight for your team, fight for your family, yeah.
You mentioned about the good stand of the crowds in England as well. Has that surprised you?
Yeah, it is very surprising here because the stands is so close to the ground as well, and you can hear the crowds, like they're like close to your ears, so you can't really ignore any of that, but mentally you have to shut them down and play your game, because if they get into your head, then you'll be in trouble.
Just finally, you played a couple of times for your country this season in the internationals. You played against France.
Yeah.
And also you ran Wales very close. You only lost by a few points in the end, so that must have been quite a good experience.
Yeah, for us it's building up to the World Cup, so just try and gel some things up, gel players up moving forward. And we managed to hold France for the first 40, and then we slipped away in the last 15 minutes. And Welsh, we came close, lost by 4 points. We bombed 2 tries, which would have given us the win and confidence for World Cup and stuff. But moving forward, just have to fix them up and get ready for all the challenges in front of us.
Before the World Cup comes up, obviously, at the moment, obviously, your heart is with Harlequins. Have you set any targets since you've been here at all for yourself?
Yeah, I have set targets. Like, for me, I want to be the best in my position and keep fighting for that starting lineup and earn the right to be starting and keeping that spot. But to be honest, for me, I haven't got up to that stage yet because like some little things that I do when I was back in New Zealand, I haven't done it here because of injuries. When I was playing in New Zealand, hardly got any injuries, and when I left, started to get injuries, so I haven't lived up to what I used to do that got me to this stage. So I'm hoping to get that all sussed out